It's the
what's going on, it's y'all?
Bring your shack.
Welcome back to another episode.
It was all in my mind.
It's the.
And sometimes you just gotta have people in your life who show you the things you need to see.
It's the way.
Experience, mental awareness, and growth.
On this path.
Here we go. Yeah.
Got my inner knowledge and I spread it just like that.
Yeah. Lately, I've been on this spiritual journey.
Come around
and, you know,
here, cause you know I got the facts.
I think I was maybe 13 when I realized
with your boy,
speaking was my thing.
It's the way,
something like that.
Your Shaq podcast.
And this.
Hello, everybody. What's going on, y'all? My name is Shaq. I am your host. Welcome back to another episode and welcome new listeners. First and foremost, I want to address this. Sometimes it's easy doing podcasting and sometimes it's hard, right? Last episode, episode 11, I believe, because I think this is episode 12, the episode where I featured Primo Vani for the second time, titled I Just Want to Give, we talked about some things that were a bit flammable. That's not the right word. That were a bit, that could have hit close to home for some people that listen to it. And if that was you, I apologize. I take responsibility. But words are words. And one thing I learned is that when you hear something that isn't directed at you, that is generalized, and it applies and it feels some kind of way, then it applies, right? I said that backwards, but yeah, you get the point. Anyways, it was a bit interesting last episode, I'll say. But shout out Primo Vani for doing that episode. He's a great dude. I think right now we're kind of just going through tumultuous periods in our life regarding family and stuff. But I promise you, he's not all what you hear in the episode. Primo Vani is a great guy. Melo Moy. I hate calling him his damn SoundCloud name. Shout out to the bro. I also want to address that I got a couple special features coming up. I got a collab on the way with the Protect Yours podcast. I have a podcast collab coming up with my boy Thomas. T. Mayo, Thomas Mayo. He has a podcast, the Protect Yours podcast. He's doing great things over there. He's got video content. I think he just moved over to Anchor, so he's doing some big things over there. But a little backstory is me and Thomas actually grew up fairly close. We went to the same church. That's what I mean by that when I say fairly close. We went by the same church as kids, and he knew my family growing up. I knew some of his. And then I think he moved. But we're doing a collab. I'm excited. I'm ready to talk about some shit with him. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a great episode. So head on over on Instagram to the Protect Yours Podcast Official. And then I believe his Instagram is Thomas E. Mayo Jr. And that's all lowercase, no spaces. But yeah, check him out. He does some good stuff. He's doing great things. But anyways, I want to talk today about something that I've kind of been interested in. I mean, I was interested in it before, and I actually tried this before, which is the story I have for today. And I recently got back into it, and I'm kind of doing research this time a little more thoroughly and shit. But it's astral projection and lucid dreaming. So before I get into the story, because I know that's exciting, and I know some of you guys enjoy listening to those, what is astral projecting? Good Lord, I'm only doing one take. What is astral projecting and what is lucid dreaming? I'm glad you asked. So astral projection, from my understanding, not going to Google this time, is basically when you have an out-of-body experience, either willingly or unwillingly. And it's basically like when your existence or your consciousness, called an astral body, is separated from your physical body and is capable of traveling throughout the universe. Now, this is some superpower level shit. It's kind of crazy. it don't seem like people should be able to do this, but this is a real thing that exists, right? And I've been hella interested in this as of like the last month. I've been just like crazy because I remember, now I'm going to talk about this story I had where I think I astral projected, but yeah, I forgot my train of thought was going. Here we go. I'm only doing one take. So I think I was a junior or senior in high school, and I had just started learning about, I think it was chakras and like Kundalini and like a whole bunch of rabbit holes with like meditation and astral projection. And I started getting into stuff like astral sex and like ascending different levels of like I got into some rabbit holes. But astral projection was one of those like not crazy enough things that was okay to talk about that I was into. And so I tried this method because astral projection can be, I guess, induced in different ways. And one of the similar ways is lucid dreaming. So I'm going to talk about lucid dreaming real quick and then I'm going to go to the story. All right. So lucid dreaming is basically when you're asleep, but you're aware that you're asleep and you control everything about your dream. And then you kind of consciously are just aware of your own presence. Right. And this phenomenon usually occurs during REM sleep, rapid eye movement. It's a dream stage state of sleep. Right. So imagine you're in a dream stage state of sleep. It's kind of hard to do because you're not really conscious when you're sleeping. But just imagine it for a second and picture you're having a very illustrious dream. Very good. It's a desirable dream, whatever, right? And now you're suddenly aware that you're dreaming. So now you can manipulate aspects of your dream to be more favorable or whatever. That's basically what lucid dreaming is in kind of a nutshell. And my experience with astral projection was more lucid dreaming. But here it goes. So I am at home. It's late at night. And I am really interested in this. So I have everything set up, right? There's no light coming in the room. I have the room to myself, right? I went to sleep at like 9 or 10 because I wanted to wake up like around midnight or 1, not too late, like 3 or 4 or anything like that. I wanted my REM cycle to be interrupted around 1 or 2, right? Because I think I had work or something. And that's what you were supposed to do from the guide that I had absorbed. Was saying that you go to sleep, you interrupt your REM cycle, and then you take something called galantamine. Now, I'll let you guys do your independent research on galantamine, but it's a drug that people with Alzheimer's take, but it's also used for memory recall. So it's helpful when you're having a lucid dream to be able to recall that. And I hadn't had the substance yet because I wasn't going to just put anything in my body, but that was on the thing. I didn't do that. So I skipped it. I just interrupted my REM cycle. I woke up. I was groggy. And I practiced what the guide had told me was called a reality check. And you basically tell yourself that you are awake, right? You just perform this like affirmation to assure yourself that either you're awake or having a dream. And it's to help you become more aware because that's the goal. You want to be able to induce the lucid dream, the astral projection, the out-of-body experience by yourself with your own awareness, right? At least that's what I was trying to do. Anyways, I lay back down. Well, before I lay back down, I visualize. I get up. First of all, I get up, right? I interrupt my REM cycle. I get up. I walk around, and I get almost fully awake, and I think to myself, a dream that I wanted to have. I don't remember what it was, but it was something simple. Like I said, I will be sitting on the beach, staring at the water or something. I forgot. It was something simple because I was just trying it out. So I went back to sleep and I kept repeating that in my mind over and over again. And I remember just laying completely still on my back, hands rested on my sides, completely relaxed. And I felt a tingling sensation all over my body, right? Because my body was falling asleep. Oh, that's right. That's what this method is called. It's, I think it's called like sleep paralysis induced lucid dreaming. Or lucid waking or something like that. Something like that. But I was laying down, right? I was trying to paralyze my body. I was trying to put my body into sleep paralysis, but keep my mind awake. And for some people, they've experienced that, and it's terrifying. But I was trying to do it on purpose. I wanted to experience this. I wanted to see what was past that fear. So I laid there, and after a while, my body felt heavy, and then it felt light. And then I was like, damn, maybe my arms and shit are actually asleep. I didn't try to move them because that interrupts, you know, the cycle that's supposed to take place before this happens. But I kept still. I kept my breathing at a regular pace, but my eyes were wide open. I was aware that my body was asleep, and I started to see, like, and kind of feel, like, dreamlike. It's hard to explain. But after a while, and it's hard to believe, and I've told some close friends about this, not too many because it's kind of terrifying. But I'm telling you guys because I think something might have happened. Right. Okay, so I'm laying there. I'm paralyzed, probably. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of scared. And I start to feel a rising sensation from the center of my chest. And this is also weird because what is in your chest? Your heart and what? Your soul? You always see in the movies how people's soul leave their chest. So I'm freaking out, right? And then I feel this pressure right in the center of my head, right where people claim your pineal gland is buried. And I used to always feel this a lot. Like as a kid, and I kind of just ignored it. I realized later that's also tied to ASMR, autonomous sensory meridian response. I love ASMR videos. Shout out ASMR creators. I figured that's what it's tied to because pineal gland also has to do with sleep regulation, blah, blah, blah. So I think that's what was going on with the whole tingulation in my third eye, blah, blah. But that rising sensation was freaking me out, and I thought I was dying. I thought that was it. I was like, dude, I'm going to rise up and this is going to be it. This is going to be it, G. And I just got really scared. And so I just kind of like shot energy through my body. Like I just jolted my leg and like forced myself out of this like state. It was hard because my body was sleep paralyzed. It was hard to move my muscles. It was such a out of world experience. I wouldn't say it was out of body, but the whole thing was generally just crazy. It was different, right? And I'm pretty sure people have had much more. Oh, I know people have had much more engulfing experiences that are leaps and bounds above mine. But I think I only scratched the surface with this stuff. But lately, I've been getting so into it because astral projection, like the videos and stuff I've been watching of personal accounts, are always so detailed, right? And you can see that, you can see it in their face. It's genuine. And if it's not, it's pretty believable. And I want to try it again. You know what I'm saying? I want to see my soul flying around here. Not really. But I do want to see what is beyond this veil of physical, spiritual. You know what I mean? That sounds kind of dark. Like I'm thinking about death or something. But look it up. Lucid dreaming, astral projection. It's amazing stuff. It's very non-traditional. It pushes your limits on what you think is, tangible and not, I guess. Oh, I wanted to talk about this too. Soul sex. I got into this. And I want to say this was part of the reason why I started getting into it. Because, you know, a horny little high schooler, whatever, you know, sex is, everybody thinks about sex, but it's this thing called astral soul sex or something, or astral body sex, and I remember where I first read about it or learned about it. It was actually a very mature description of what it, like, feels like, I guess, or what the experience entails, and I just thought it was amazing. It's basically, the way it was described at the time to me was like a molding of two souls. Like some Rick and Morty type shit. You know what I mean? When Rick and what was his son? Jerry. And then that other third character. I don't remember what episode it was. But they had like a soul molding experience. And I always imagine that's what it's kind of like. But that is not why I am interested in astral projection now. I'm solely interested in astral projection now because, well, I'm kind of getting back into rabbit holes, black sun theory being one of them, and I feel like I need to master this ability. I'm kidding. Real talk though, I do think I don't know. It's just interesting. Astral projection is just interesting. You know, maybe it'll give me powers too. I'm joking. All right, I'm done. I'm just trying to keep it lighthearted this episode. But yeah, I think that's it. I think that's all I want to talk about today. Astral projection and lucid dreaming. I do want to add though that this kind of stuff, especially lucid dreaming, should be, the information regarding it should be sought out in all forms. Seek all sides of a coin, kind of just like when you're doing anything new that you don't really know. Educate yourself, because this kind of stuff could possibly, I believe, affect your sleep, right, by a lot, and you don't want to do that. Your sleep is very important, whether you believe it or not, and it's not emphasized enough. But yeah, lucid dreaming is one of those things where it almost feels unnatural to know about, or unreal to be able to try to do, because you can control your dreams. Like, what? You know, it's insane. It's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty important to me. Anyways, but yeah, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this semi-relatable and varied interesting topic of today, tune in next Sunday for another episode. I'm available on Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Rate me 5 stars, subscribe and follow, and I'll see you guys next week.